And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia launches another major missile attack on Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Ukrainian Air Force spokesman says Russian forces have launched more than 60 missiles into Ukraine in their latest strikes on the country, though some officials report success in downing incoming projectiles. Ukrainian authorities are reporting blasts in at least four cities. At least two people were killed when a residential building was hit in central Ukraine, while electricity or water services have been interrupted in the two largest cities, Kyiv and Kharkiv. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German police say a huge aquarium in the center of Berlin has burst, causing a wave of devastation in and around the popular tourist attraction. Berlin's fire service said two people were slightly injured when 1 million liters of water poured out of the tank shortly before 6 a.m. on Friday. Eva Udensky, a tourist from Israel who'd been staying at the hotel, said she was shocked by the incident.
I thought it thunders, and then I went to my friend's room, and there is a window there. You can watch the whole aquarium from there, and we see that everything with water and everything is destroyed.
Aquarium operators say the cylindrical tank is the world's biggest and contained more than 1,000 tropical fish before the incident. Berlin's mayor says they couldn't be saved. South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party has started its crucial national conference amid scandal and bitter divisions. President Cyril Ramaphosa opened the conference Friday evening, saying the country's crippling national power cuts and unemployment and corruption will be key issues debated. This is VOA News. Nearly 20 people, including four children, were killed when a landslide struck a campsite at a Malaysian farm on Friday, officials said, with rescuers scouring the muddy terrain for those still missing. The director of the State Fire and Rescue Department told reporters the total is 19 people dead and 14 still missing. According to the local government development minister, 61 people so far have been found safe after the pre-dawn landslide just outside the capital, Kuala Lumpur, and near a mountain casino resort. Now that she's returned to the U.S., women's basketball star Brittany Griner says she intends another return. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In her first public comment since being freed from Russia, Griner says on Instagram she plans to play next season for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. It's what women's basketball legend Dawn Staley said last week she hoped to hear.
We want her back in her happy place.
Griner posted, "It feels so good to be home," and thanked everyone for their help in freeing her in a high-level prisoner swap. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea state media reported on Friday the country tested a new missile engine in what experts say could be a turning point in North Korea's development of powerful new ballistic missiles. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
The high-thrust solid fuel engine was tested on Thursday under the watchful eye of leader Kim Jong-un, the country's official KCNA news agency reports. North Korea, which has been working to build more solid fuel missiles, has said it was the first of its kind in the country. Solid fuel missiles are more stable and can be launched with almost no warning or preparation time. North Korea has concluded an unprecedented number of missile tests this year, including an ICBM capable of reaching the U.S. mainland, despite international bans and sanctions.
A United Nations official has warned that more than 25,000 people could face starvation in conflict-plagued parts of West Africa next year. The official from the World Food Program said violence and the economic fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic and the war in Ukraine are largely driving the threat to people in Nigeria, Mali, and Burkina Faso. He said Friday that nearly 80% of people facing catastrophic hunger, some 20,000, are in Burkina Faso's Sahel region. The UN said this week that climate change, severe floods, and droughts have compounded the humanitarian crisis. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.